Shop it for a Browns fan this holiday season. Shop the biggest selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the Team Shop at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or shop online at the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Notorious, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
We've calmed down now.
The blood is dried.
Yes. We've moved on.
Megan's cleaned up the mess over here. We turned over tables.
So who do we have here to bark from the dog pound?
All right, guys. Yeah, because we had, I got to tell you, that was as good as round one was yesterday of the debate. Round two might have been better.
Yeah,
we had a little
time to let the thoughts marinate.
We've got, Kathy and Elyria, Pete and Avon, and Don and Ashland all wanting to with you guys.
Kathy, welcome to the show.
I'm so glad you picked up my call. Thanks.
Sure.
Dog and Notorious B.I.C. But please don't cut me off. Let me finish my point.
Okay.
I loved Brian Hoyer for the two games, and I admit we have not seen enough of what he can do to say he can or can't do anything. But he sat behind Tom Brady for, 6 years?
Yep.
And learned. And I love that about him. Now, he has a spark and a fire that Jason Campbell doesn't show, but Jason Campbell hasn't been bad, horrendous. Thing is, we need other parts. We need another wide receiver. We need to shore up that front line to protect our quarterback. And I love that Edwin Baker, the little bit that we saw of him that they grabbed. And I'd like to see stability and not them picking people off the street every week and tossing them into a game. What's that about?
Trying to find a body with the Willis McGahee injury, but I thought Edwin Baker provided a nice spark. And I think that you will see going into next season, there will be a clear number two receiver. There will be a clear running back. Deion Lewis will be back to kind of be that receiving back. And I think that the Browns will be in a much better position offensively for the kind of stability that you're looking for. And I think everybody's looking for out of this offense next season.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think that says it, because the pieces that we're focused on, and when we have this conversation, you know, Deion Lewis does come up in that conversation.
Sure.
We're gonna make him Jim Brown eventually, because
I think
for a guy with a broken leg who never set foot on the field for the Browns this year,
he's pretty darn important.
He's so important. I think we have a Lewis reference on a weekly basis.
Yeah, we'll get him a bust.
Right?
But
we put a bust because he was definitely all Berea. We'll see if he's all everything else. AJ and Warren is with us now. Hello, AJ. Oh, AJ's gone. Oh, shoot. Call back, AJ. All right, Pete and Avon. Hey, Pete.
Hey.
What's going on?
Hey, the argument there when you guys are screaming at each other about the quarterback.
Did you like that?
You're forgetting one main thing with the Browns since 99. We've never had the pieces all put together, whether it was Couch or Whedon or Dilfer. They never had, you know, an offensive line, a defensive line, a backfield. You never had all of it, so you really don't know what any of them could really do. And with Brian Hoyer and Jason Campbell, what about next year, instead of going out seeing how nobody can come up with the consensus number one quarterback? You know, 2 months ago, everybody was talking playoffs and, God forbid, Super Bowl. You know, how about we go out and, you know, do the wide receiver, maybe another back in the defense, and, you know, help the offensive line and keep Hoyer and Campbell and go from there.
It's possible that you will get both of those guys to be kept, and I think that you are going to see the pieces are going to be put in place. I would agree with you that this team is closer than any of the teams that were quarterbacked by the people you mentioned in terms of almost being a complete team, and they're going to address that, try to fill in those holes with the money they have under the salary cap with the draft picks. And when you, there may be no clear consensus about who the top right quarterback is outside just yet, but I can tell you it is a priority of this building to find who that person will be, with a variety of paths and ways of assessing it inside the box, outside of the box, everything they can do to counter and center on who the right quarterback for the Cleveland Browns is going to be. Because, yes, I think you can win games with Brian Hoyer. Jason Campbell is what he is. Can you win some games with him? Sure. But to get where this team wants to go to the Super Bowl, you need to have a quarterback who is unanimously, I think, considered to be at a minimum in in the top 16 in the National Football League, and I don't think under any circumstances either of those guys are going to fit that bill. Now, Hoyer could if he comes on, sets the world on fire, and kind of blossoms, but right now that person is not in this building, at least I don't think.
It's still a discussion that is based mostly on hope than it is on any reality. I would say that with regard to Jason Campbell, I'm less confident in him being kept as part of this mix. I think if you asked him to be true to it, he's got his doubts. We had him on the Browns preview show last night, which aired on this station and on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns radio network. And on that issue, I asked him point blank about coming back, and he kind of gave a political sort of vague response to that because he doesn't know, and I don't sense he's counting on it. And me personally, I don't see it. I think he's just not going to fit that model, that business model of saying, you know, in this quarterback group we'll have Brian Hoyer, who comes in as he would be a sixth year veteran by then, or beginning a sixth season, a rookie, possibly two, depending
on
what the draft is.
I think it'd be Hoyer rookie.
And then probably not another veteran like Jason Campbell. Although it wouldn't early on. I'm all for throwing as much in the way of assets at this position as possible to go to the extreme to get it right. That's what I would say, right? I mean, just to see if they could pull that off. Don in Ashland wants to talk with us now. Hello, Don.
Hey guys. Hey, I appreciate you guys always taking my call. Hey, I got two things. One, I would give as of right now a little bit more trust in the Brian Hoyer as far as the quarterback next season than I would a rookie, even though I do believe that they're probably going to go out and get a rookie this year. And as far as rookies over the past few years or so, I think a lot of it just dictates situations that they go to. You know, you guys were talking about, you know, Joe Flacco and Andrew Luck and even a Ben Roethlisberger. Those guys went to teams that they only needed a quarterback. And even in Andrew Luck's situation with the Colts, you know, the year before only winning one game throughout the year, that team was still poised to be able to be a playoff team at that point in time, but they didn't have a quarterback at that point in time.
I think a lot of people could make that argument about the Cleveland Browns right now.
And exactly. I think as far as the Cleveland Browns right now, I mean, that's what it is. And that's why, as of right now, I think I would put a little bit more trust as far as next year with Brian Hoyer going throughout the season and giving us a chance to, you know, make maybe a wild card spot.
Can I just ask why? What is it about the fact that you've seen a guy who's been in the NFL for 5 years?
But I don't know. I think I can answer that.
Go ahead.
Ask me. Okay.
Why Notorious?
Well, Nate Dogg, I think the reason is that there's a sense of awareness, competence, understanding, and fire in his belly. Just kind of the way he carried himself and played. The Minnesota game won so many people over because he wasn't a defeated guy after three interceptions. And as the clock is ticking down, he leads that last drive triumphantly.
And as we now know, that is the worst pass defense in the NFL statistically. Right. Nobody's allowed more touchdowns. It's the worst.
So it's carrying that asterisk, but it still mattered that it was on the road in a very hostile environment to the extent of being noisy, although most of the hostility was directed at Christian Ponder.
I was going to say, right.
Who had run for touchdowns, you know, by the time he was getting booed by this crowd. And they were calling for Matt Cassel, who, by the way, played pretty well. So, you know, back to the idea of what Hoyer has. There is that, again, that training, that Patriot thing that I think he – which is what Michael Lombardi, Joe Banner, they were enamored of that, right? They knew that. They wanted that. And unfortunately, I think part of what they thought would happen, and maybe it did to some degree or not, but obviously it didn't show up in the result, that would – rub off, that would be in the quarterback room and you'd get some of that Hoyerism, patriotism thing going on with the other quarterbacks, Brandon Whedon especially, but who knows? And I think that could be overstated, but I think but people like him, and hometown guy, small, you know, not the biggest guy, and playing with a sense of toughness and indefatigability. You know, he's indefatigable. You like that word?
It's a good one.
You know, that kind of thing. And I think that captures, Megan's even nodding on that one, expanding her
vocabulary
from BW. anyway, so I think that's what people like, and they're easy. He's an easy
guy to
root for.
Like, for sure.
Just the whole way through. All right, Gerard Cherry will be joining us in a little bit in his usual spot on a football Thursday. Let's see what he's playing here.
It's pretty good.
We are friends. Nathan Zagura, my pal.
That's right.
Don't mistake what you hear on the air as
good,
like
healthy
meaning.
Debate.
It's healthy debate. We truly get along. We really do. Ask Megan. Megan, do we truly get along? No.
We definitely do.
We do. Come on, Megan. You've seen us hug it out. We hug it out. We have a tradition. We hug it out before and after each show. It's our little tradition. It's a pre-show hug. Is that accurate?
That's true.
I'm not making that up.
You're not. No, that is accurate.
Mary, every now and then a body blow gets in there. All right. Stick around. More ESPN 850 WKNX.